Sure. This is Nate Mook. I'm the CEO of World Central Kitchen.
All right. And you are in Ukraine right now. You were there when this attack happened that impacted your operation that you had set up in Kharkiv. First of all, just, you know, get us caught up on what you're learning about the situation and how it's impacting you guys.
Yeah, so I'm currently in the eastern city of Kharkiv in Ukraine, and this is an area that is pretty much under constant bombardment from Russian artillery shells and missiles. The situation here has gotten worse in the last days. A number of artillery shells have landed in civilian areas. They've been hitting apartment complexes, office buildings, and, you know, just can happen at any time. So it's a very dangerous place to just kind of be out and about right now. World Central Kitchen has a couple dozen partners here, restaurants, kitchens, warehouses, where we're working with an amazing local team here to get food out to communities. There are areas that are very hard hit and inaccessible. There are communities and villages outside of Kharkiv and the surrounding area that are completely cut off, and the deliveries that we send them with our local partners are the only food that they receive. And, you know, our restaurants here are going to work every single day preparing thousands of meals and you know, in this dangerous environment. Unfortunately, yesterday we had one of our restaurant partners that was hit by a missile strike. So the missile was not directly, of course, aimed at our restaurant, but hit a nearby building right across the street. And just the sheer immensity of the explosion heavily damaged the restaurant, ignited a dozen cars on fire outside. Parts of buildings were all over the place. There were pieces of cars and trees. Windows were shattered for blocks. I mean, this is, as you can imagine, a huge ballistic missile strike that hit this area. And, you know, this area is a residential area, an office area. This is not a military target. And that's really the threat here is these brave restaurant staff are going to work every single day to prepare meals for people that are hungry. And here they are now getting attacked. We are, of course, grateful that nobody from the restaurant staff was killed. But we are told that two people were killed in the strike, and four of the restaurant staff were wounded and taken to the hospital.
Wow. And we wish everybody well there who was impacted. And talk a bit about how this undertaking is going. How are you setting things up here? Obviously, you're in an active war zone trying to get these meals out. What does it take to do that?
You know, it really is a huge logistical effort to get meals out and requires amazing teams and brave individuals that, you know, that really know this community. And we're obviously, security and safety is number one. We never want anybody to be put at risk. And we're always working very closely with people that know the circumstances and know the situation. But at the same time, you can't control it, right? At any moment, something could fall out of the sky and land nearby. So you have to limit your time outside. You have to be very cognizant of what might be coming in. Is there a barrage of things about to happen? And every time you hear a boom, you make sure you're in a safe and secure place. There are air raid sirens in the city of Kharkiv, but to be honest with you, we're so close to the Russian border here that pretty much anything can happen in a moment's notice. So it's not something necessarily that you have a lot of time to prepare for. A number of our kitchens are underground or in fairly secure buildings or, you know, buildings without windows. And I think, you know, thankfully, that's why more people were not injured or killed in this strike yesterday that impacted our restaurant. So, you know, it's a lot of logistics, a lot of moving of food. It's a lot of getting food from the restaurants packaged up and getting it to all the delivery locations. We have warehouses of food that are spread out throughout the city just in case one of them might be indirectly struck. by something, by a missile or an artillery shell that ends up landing nearby. And that's just sort of unfortunately, the daily life right now. You have to basically always be prepared. Part of getting dressed in the morning is putting on a bulletproof vest, because you need to be protected and try to make sure that that you're safe if something happens. And so it's a lot of coordination, a lot of information sharing, and pretty much constant communication amongst our World Central Kitchen staff, our local partners, and everyone that we are distributing to in the communities in which we serve.
And I want to ask you too, you're there, you're seeing what's happening. You saw the aftermath of what happened yesterday, yet you have your staff, you have all these partner restaurants who are dedicated, and they are going through all this and continuing to serve these meals. I mean, what is your reaction as you see this take place?
Yeah, we have a very small international staff here in Ukraine for this exact reason, right? It can be very dangerous. And our local teams here, the restaurant partners that we're working with, and our warehouse partners, and our delivery partners, these are folks that were doing this work already from the very beginning of the invasion. And we've been able to come in and support their efforts. And, they tell us that they're going to keep going. This is their way to defend and support their country and make sure that people are not going hungry, and that seniors and children and mothers, people that can't get out of a certain area, there are people with disabilities that are stuck in apartments. This is their way to play a role in what's going on right now. And I was just at the hospital today visiting three of the restaurant staff, three amazing women, Yulia, Lisa, and another Yulia, and they're recovering well in the hospital. They have some burns and some other injuries, but one of the Yulias told me, she's looking forward to getting out of the hospital and getting back to work. She wants to keep getting meals out to folks, and despite what she faced yesterday, she is, more determined than ever. And so our role at World Central Kitchen really is to support them. We're not asking them to do something that they weren't already doing. We're just there to make sure they have the resources and support that they need during this time. And I've felt very lucky to be able to meet so many of our amazing partners here, and to meet the communities, to go out into the communities and see the food distributions and see the impact that this is having, and how critically important a role that they are playing. Because in many cases, there's nobody else here, right? There's no United Nations on the ground out delivering meals into these communities. There are no big international organizations. It's these amazing, brave people that are doing this work, citizens of Kharkiv that are here doing this work. And so for World Central Kitchen to work with them and side by side and support them is really what it's all about. And so, yesterday was truly horrific. The immense devastation, the monstrosity of shooting a missile into, a residential and an office area where people were out walking their dogs and people were cooking in a restaurant for hungry seniors. There's just no words to describe the brutality and inhumanity of it. But at the same time, it does inspire me and give me hope that the strength of all of the amazing people that we've met, of the restaurant staff, today they actually went into the restaurant that was damaged and were able to get whatever food they could get out of it. They got some equipment that they could still get access to. All of the walls of the restaurant were blown in and it was heavily damaged, but they got out what they could, brought it to one of their other restaurants, and they're cooking. And tomorrow they're going to open another kitchen to replace the one that was hit by the missile yesterday. I mean, just what resilience and determination, just incredible, heroic work that I'm witnessing every day here.
Incredible. And I want to ask you too, I don't know if you even have the numbers. Usually it's easier to ask you, how many meals have you served? But do you guys have any idea on how many meals you've helped get out there?
We've now across Ukraine and to refugees in surrounding countries in Poland and Romania and Moldova and Hungary, we've served well over 11 million meals now. And we've also moved well over 6 million pounds of food. So every day we have trucks and trains filled with food that are going to cities like here in Kharkiv. Every day our warehouses in Kharkiv are receiving deliveries of food. And that food is either going to the restaurants to prepare meals or going out to the communities that don't have access to food. And then they can cook and prepare meals themselves. So families, you know, who don't have access to supermarkets or don't have vehicles or just it's too dangerous to move around, we're able to get food into these areas that are otherwise completely inaccessible with amazing local partners here.
And I want to end with, how can people help you? Can people help you who are listening?
Absolutely. You know, World Central Kitchen is an organization powered by the people. We don't get government funding to do this work. You know, every single dollar that we raise for Ukraine goes to the work here on the ground and comes from individuals that want to give and support this work. So we encourage everybody who can to donate, because that is going directly to food, and you can do that at wck.org. You can also help spread the word of the work. You know, we want people to be aware of what's happening. The Ukrainian people here, the brave and amazing Ukrainians we're visiting, they want people to know what's happening, because the world needs to care. That's the only way that things are going to change. And so help spread the word, social media, follow World Central Kitchen, follow Chef Jose Andres, our founder. We have updates going out every single day. And we do have opportunities. If you end up in Poland on the border, we have our kitchen there. You can volunteer, and there are different opportunities. So we, you know, we're grateful for all of the support, because without individuals, we would not be here today doing this work.
All right, Nate. Well, thank you so much, and you stay safe. And thank you again for what you all are doing.